Hello, Patriots. How are you today? Thanks for stopping by, Lori and Company. We have a few other channels that we also have shows on. One is the same URL, blogtalkradio.com, Operation Rainbow, In Circle Pros, Lori and Company, In Circle, just Lori and Company. And the thought is that they'd be used in different ways. The Operation Rainbow one, I'm going to be trying to get more shows on that platform. I was told that I would be getting some help with this next event. So far, I don't have anything concrete. I have a lot of, just like the last time, have a lot of, oh, yeah. But, it's hard for me to commit to trying to do yet another expensive event without more community support. And I'm not complaining. I'm just, stating the facts that, how that went down and what was done was, really very weird. And someone could have had the decency to tell me. And I'm sure a lot of people knew about it. So about the problems with the venue and other legal issues with key people that were involved with that venue. And let's leave it at that. Anyway, the reason I mention that is I do see that there is activity. People are making donations. At one point, I could see the donations, but now it's been changed by the provider of the platform, Give. I'm not seeing any. I'm seeing activity. I'm just not seeing the amounts, which is fine. But I don't feel comfortable to, give people's names out and say thanks for being a key founder for donating 100, or thanks for being a sponsor for donating. Well, I think it's 250. Because I don't know whether that's really happened. And it doesn't really matter if, you want to just donate directly to the ranch. That's not why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because I feel like it's the right thing to do. But also because I don't see a whole lot of other alternatives. I mean, we do have existing universities in the area and colleges and specialty schools. Like there's a health and human services specialty college, U.S. colleges here, Palomar, one out of Augustine, St. Augustine Health College. I mean, there's a lot of different choices for further education, but as far as schools for kids from, nursery school on up, that the pickings are slimmer, and mainly because it's just so problematic to do it. I'm sure in your area, maybe you've heard of Bright Horizons. That's a preschool program that's pretty popular and pretty big. But there aren't a lot of what I would call, like, I don't want to say private schools because it sounds so la-ti-da, but basically enrichment schools that are teaching the basics and then some extras. And that's where I think my understanding and what I've been, shown by people that I pay attention to, as well as, what God has shown me, is that's where it's going to go. We're going to be pulling out of the public school system because they've destroyed it. We're paying high taxes for it. It doesn't work. They turn out really radical, stupid kids. I hate to say it, but it's true. And we're going to do our own thing. And they're not going to like that. So they're going to try to undermine people like me. And I have been undermined in so many very disgusting, devious ways for such a long time. But if I wasn't such a strong person, I would have thrown the towel in long ago. I'll give you an example of how devious these people are. they put in their people into key spots on social media as well as in even on other platforms. And then they screw around with people like me because they're paid to basically make sure that what I'm saying doesn't get out there. And I'm not saying that I'm so important and what I say is so, you know, groundbreaking. It's not that. It's more that, as you can see, what's happening with alternative media and people having their own shows and people doing their own podcasts and doing YouTube videos and all the platforms that have exploded since the censorship of conservatives. And in case you don't know it, Lois Lerner of Obama's administration, which wasn't really an administration, it was a regime, and it's still in power. It's who's running the show still. Lois Lerner targeted conservatives and Tea Parties. She targeted True the Vote, which is tied to the movie that Dinesh D'Souza just made called 2000 Mules, about how they did the vote harvesting and cheated. I mean, if you didn't realize that they cheated, then you're pretty asleep. You know, they're counting the votes, papered over the windows and closed things down, and then pretended that everything was on the up and up when suddenly Trump's in the lead and then suddenly Biden's the declared winner. So anyway, the reason I mentioned that is I can't announce this next September 11th. 2022 event, unless I get some more confirmation that people are behind it and they're going to be supporting it. I mean, what happened the last time was I had a place all lined up that wouldn't have been any big expense for anyone, including myself. And then the last moment, they changed their mind and got nervous about hosting it because they probably got some phone calls from some Democrat trolls saying that, you know, there's all kinds of problems with having an event that, it'll bring in violence and Antifa and BLM and all that stuff. So I think that's why it suddenly was pulled, and it really left me with, my pants down, so to speak. So I shouldn't say that expression. It left me holding the bag because I already had announced it, and I needed to have a place to hold the buffet and the awards and the silent auction, and I didn't want to do it at the big, nice outdoor facility I had. So that's how I got involved with having it at the resort, which was basically like a power play on who was going to own it and issues with, you know, the way it was purchased and other stuff that you don't need to know about, which I didn't know anything about until afterwards, but it was too late by then to cancel or to do anything about. So anyway, the reason I'm telling you all this is that God keeps putting into my life people that are connected to, I won't say the movie industry, but I would say people that are influential, but not in the typical way. Like, they're not, you know, famous movie stars or have big businesses or are a household name, but they're just really good people. And they also have, some of them have play production, theater production experience. So that's a good thing. And I know this other person who been putting on her ministry is involving doing musicals and fashion shows and trying to have gatherings and, you know, have people give inspirational talks. And her ministry, her name's Marty, and she's nearby. And her ministry is Wrote Ministries, WROTE Ministries. And she was inspired by God after around the same time I was. To do something more with her time and her life. So I see that I'm getting the connections or the, you know, the indications on, you know, who can be part of this. But, you know, I'm not. I also, you know, I'm married and I have to, you know, not be, I don't want to upset my husband. He's already had enough setbacks with his health, and probably because of my big mouth, he probably was targeted for losing his job, as were my brothers, as was my sister. So I've done enough damage, so I don't really want to cause more trouble by just saying, oh, I'm going to go ahead and do another event when they weren't, my twin and my husband weren't that keen on the last one. Not the content of the event or the purpose of the event, just the, you know, how much undertaking it is. And I'm not a spring chicken, as I always say. So, you know, I'm needing more confirmation that I'm supposed to go ahead with this. So with that said, I wanted to draw your attention to the ValleyCenterStampede.com, VCStampede.com. That's coming up very shortly. And I've posted about that. I'll post about it again. I try to put stuff on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry, blog.laurabella.com. Because I have an events calendar there. It's a very complicated website, and I've had all kinds of issues because it originally was set up that people could book classes and they could pay directly to the person who's doing the class. So that was a separate shopping cart. And then it had a shopping cart for products to be sold in the marketplace. So that was a separate shopping cart. And then the other shopping cart was for buying event tickets. So bottom line is that I've struggled with it. And I have become rather untrusting of getting professional help because I've been burned in the past. So I keep trying to sort it out. And, you know, that's not my forte. You know, I didn't have a background in that. So what I would like to say about that is that, you know, for about 4 years, I couldn't do any shows because one of our kids had accepted a pretty important position in the San Diego area. And she was facilitating training and classes for her the company she works for. So I the internet signal wasn't strong enough for me to also do it at my own thing at the same time. And a lot of times, you know, we had to be quiet because, you know, she was doing something important. And then also we were in the midst of construction on our house, so it was always noisy. So, you know, I basically put everything, my life and what I wanted to do, on the back burner. And it also didn't help that the Obama-Biden regime came after my family big time. And as I said, I don't like to talk about it because I don't want to scare people. But, you know, these people are vicious and they're evil. And that's why I keep standing up, because I don't want anyone to go through what we went through. And the ramifications of it, how it changes your family dynamics when you suddenly go from feeling pretty good about your life and what you got going to being homeless and having your assets seized, to how it changes the way your children and your relatives look at you and your friends because they think, you know, you're trouble or you must have done something, you know, that kind of attitude. And also how it changes your confidence, even for my husband, who was always so so proud of him as a aerospace engineer. And then, you know, he kind of lost his confidence and went attributed to his depression, as well as the death of his sister and his couple of friends that he was close to. So, you know, what what was done was much more involved than that, but I'm just giving you an idea of, you know, how hard this has been, and how, you know, it's very hard for me to say, you know, hey, you know, I need help, or can you advertise this for me, or can you support the fundraiser or whatever. It's hard for me to do that. All I want you to do is, you know, help get money to the Rawhide Ranch. I don't care if you have to deliver it yourself or send it by check. And it's really not the government's business what, you know, how much they're getting. So, you know, that's another issue, which makes me seem like I'm a radical, but the government had no problem shutting down the ability to make an income for many, many businesses, cafes, children's schools, ranches, or the Rawhide Ranch, the hotel industry, the caterers, the restaurants. They had no problem with killing their businesses as long as their, you know, carefully selected buddies got to stay in business, and that, you know, big corporations that, you know, support the Democrat Party so that they're allowed to stay in business, they're allowed to be open. So, you know, if the Rawhide Ranch ends up getting lots and lots of donations and gets them back on their feet, I say that, you know, God bless them, and that's really great. That's all I wanted to do, because for 2 years almost they were not able to have anything going on, and their whole model is about holding kids camps and horse training and vaulting and specialty programs, and they have such a great reputation. And, you know, I know they do, because I'm looking at the visitors to my shows, and they're from all over the world, okay? People are listening, mostly from in the United States, but even from Korea and from Europe and other places. They're listening to the show because they care about Rawhide Ranch, and they have, you know, been here for a long time. So that goes back to last September 11th, 2021, when I thought that the, you know, neighborhood was going to come out and help and support the event. And they, I mean, it was so, so bizarre how things went down and how the help that was lined up and the DJs and the caterers and all the stuff, all of them just pulled out. And something must have been said to scare them. And it's probably because I asked a local church who had had a visitor that's famous, Charlie Kirk. I asked that church if I could use their metal detector that they had outside the church for, you know, basically screening people to make sure there's no whack job Democrat leftist in the crowd. And I, you know, said I've had some death threats in the past, and, you know, I would feel better. And it's partly why I stopped going to church, because I didn't want to, you know, cause any trouble in case the people making the death threats against me were serious. And of course, you know, people say all kinds of crazy things. I've never threatened to kill anybody. So when I got the death threats against my family, I took it pretty seriously. But it also made me, for years, not be able to say, hey, you know, I have Celebration Depot. You know, if you need any products for your next event, you know, I didn't even want to talk about my businesses I was trying to get going because of how I was threatened and harassed by the left. So I have a lot of reasons to have, you know, deep animosity towards the left. And, you know, one of those reasons is what was done to my family. But I will say that one of my friends suggested I contact certain people, and it made a big difference. I even contacted President Trump and spilled the beans on what had happened. And, you know, I don't know whether he helped or not. I do know that my local representatives seem to listen and care when I was trying to tell them what was going on. So, you know, don't give up on your local representatives, congressmen, even your senator. I mean, senators in California have got, you know, 95-year-old Feinstein who's had a Chinese spy as a chauffeur for the last 25 years and is a fossil and probably has to wear Depends underwear because she's freaking old and decrepit, especially now she's not getting her adrenochrome fix. Yeah, I said it. And I have Pelosi, and before that I had Boxer, and you know they're all scum. I mean they're basically, they don't work for all of us. They only work for their demon rat party and Planned Parenthood. You know, that's who they care about because they get a lot of donations from leftist corporations. So with that said, I probably, you know, I was being honest to this particular church that had hosted Charlie Kirk, and I said, you know, could I borrow your, you know, your metal detector? And it's like, oops, not having anything to do with this person, you know. So, I mean, what was I supposed to say? I just would like to have a metal detector. I was trying to explain, like, I'm asking for a good reason. So anyway, that's kind of why I can't do a full-fledged event like I had set up on September 11th, 2021, unless I get more confirmation that people are on board and with it and not just giving, you know, lip service. I mean, it's so expensive. And that's one of the things that I'm going to talk about next is that I had procured a two-day getaway up to the Foghatcher Inn in Cambria. And that place is special to me because it was one of the first places I went to when I came to California from the East Coast, and I went with my husband. He even took his family up there, his sister. And we had heard about that particular inn from our good friends, and they had said it was special. And it was really great. And it was at the time, and it still is, it was, you know, very quaint and wonderful B&B. But what we liked about it, that it was near the car show that they have up there regularly, and Hearst Castle, which is an amazing place as far as the antiquities and the collection that's there. I think Glenn Beck would really like it. The Hearst Castle is William Randolph Hearst, who was the first newspaper mogul, and very influential. And you know, his cross to carry was that he was having an affair with a drunk, and her name was Marion, I think. And so he would, when the stars would come up to Hearst Castle in San Simeon, the stars were told that they couldn't, you know, drink and carry on because Hearst was worried about his mistress, you know, getting out of control. So like David Niven has written about his experiences at Hearst Castle. And David Niven is a wonderful British actor who's now gone, who wrote The Moon's a Balloon. And he was in British intelligence during World War II. And he was famous for I guess the movie that stands out for me is Guns of Navarone. I think he was in that. But anyway, he's a great actor. If you want to know more about him, look at IMDb, which is Internet Movie Database, which is now called Freevee or something like that. So anyway, so what I'm proposing is that people, if they want to help me be able to get a scholarship fund going that we can present to the ranch, that they purchase it for $20 to get to the what I call the inspired escape, and I have it on the front page. with a PDF of what it's about. I have a certificate still from a really nice fellow, Charlie Yates, at the Fogcatcher, who, another long story, very bizarre, but, well, let's just say I have kept for a long time hoping to one day be able to do something good with it. And I'll be posting the ticket, I'll post on blog.laurabella.com. And it's only $20, and it's at least a $300-$400 weekend, because it includes some other stuff that were put into it. And so B&B gives a really wonderful hot breakfast, and it's a good place to go. And there's so much to do. The Tess Parker Ranch is there, as well as Firestone, and there's so much to see in that Paso Robles area, and wineries. And if you really want to explore, keep going up the coast to Big Sur and to 17 Mile Drive and stop in Monterey. I mean, there's a lot. Monterey is the very beautiful port city with ancient past, with a historic past. I believe that's where Steinbeck wrote a lot of his books, or at least one of them. So anyway, California is a beautiful state, and it's too bad that it's being run by mafia and crooks and people who have no issue with bringing in people that want to destroy our way of life, as well as wipe out the middle class and wipe out small businesses. Small businesses, you know, are the backbone, or they used to be, of the economy. And Trump understood that, and he understood that you needed to have affordable fuel, or people, you know, can't operate machinery, can't farm, can't heat their house. You know, I mean, how can people be okay with how much inflation has gone up under Biden? And it's not because of a war in the Ukraine. Okay, there's nothing. That's all bullshit what they're saying is going on in Ukraine. Propaganda. And if you want to see real videos of what's going on in the Ukraine, go to andweknow.com. And also listen to, you know, real reporters like Lara Logan and Tim Pool and Glenn Beck and so many other good people out there that are trying to get the word out. What the media is saying about the Ukraine is not correct. And then right now they're trying to get a big slush fund to the Ukraine run by the criminals that are in our Congress and without even an oversight committee. $44 billion, I think it's up to now. Because they're hurting. Their money has been seized, possibly. Their assets have been seized. When I say they, I mean the cabal. Because of the law that President Trump put in, executive order, basically giving him and his predecessors, regardless of what party they were with, to seize the assets of anyone connected to trafficking and, pedophilia. So that's why they want the $44 billion to go over to the Ukraine so that they can disperse it to their cronies. So what it comes down to is, you know, they're going to inflict pain on us so that we beg for a global government. They're going to make it that there's a food shortage. They're going to make it that there's a gas shortage, or the price for gas is so expensive nobody can go anywhere. And they're going to make it like what we're seeing now with the baby formula situation, where people are, you know, stressed out about how they're going to take care of their families. In the old days, they didn't have baby formula in a canister that you mix up, shake up, and, you know, give to your baby. You had to actually make it, and then that's what we have to do. We have to do that. Don't get panicky, okay? I already have reached out to a big a big U.S. company and said, hey, you guys have to step up and start making baby formula. There are people who are going to take care of this problem, so do not get panicky. I personally was, when my mom had my twin and my dad, she already had four kids, and then we were her last two, and we were unusual because we were such big twins, and like I was 8 pounds six, and she was, my twin was 8 pounds three, which was highly unusual way back then. But because my mom broke her arm, or she had to give us formula because she couldn't manage four kids plus nursing twins. So we had formula, and you know, that formula is like having, you know, a milkshake. You get, you know, it's all packed full of vitamins and all, you know, very good nutrients. But breastfed babies usually slimmer. And also, I think, healthier because they get the progesterone that they receive. That might be the wrong word. I might be remembering that wrong. But in the first months of breastfeeding, immunity and really, you know, obviously good reasons to breastfeed. So, you know, don't worry about the baby formula, but you should be worried that someone like Biden and Harris has allowed the formula to get jammed, get sent to the border for the new arrivals from other countries, but they're not worried about U.S. citizens, just like they're not worried about the people who live on the borders, on the border, in the border towns in the states that are near the Gulf of Mexico and Mexico, getting invaded. They're not worried about the airports having terrorists coming in. They're not worried about people coming into Canada and then coming down into the U.S. because they're not worried about anything except keeping their positions. And that's pretty obvious because we wouldn't be in this mess if it wasn't for them. And it doesn't really matter how you vote because they've figured out how to break the system. So we're going to have to do drastic things, and some of it's going to be televised and some of it's not. So I'm giving you this message to tell you to, you know, pay attention. Glenn Beck years ago gave a list of survival items to have and things to get. You know, Alex Jones has important products, water filtration, privacy pockets for putting your phone and your laptops into, all kinds of good products. You know, start putting your money into companies that are actually fighting for us, not the corporations that work for the globalists, that the globalists work for their owners, which I think are demons or not of this world beings, because how could people be so evil and ruthless? How could Bill Gates do a shot program in India, where so many of the children ended up with all kinds of horrible deformities? And then he's now on TV saying that, said, oh, well, we knew, you know, the movie that Bill Gates just made, you know, he's saying, oh, we knew that we had miscalculated that it was really that COVID really was, you know, killing the older people and the people with pre-existing conditions. Yeah, he's backpedaling because he knows that he's going to go to prison for what he did. Okay, he's a war criminal, or I don't even know what the right word is when you. We weren't in a declared war, but he committed war against his own country, his own people. The plan was to wipe out as many people as possible. These are eugenics people. These are Fabian socialists. These are evil, wicked people, and Barbara Walters and Ted Turner and Astor and Rockefellers and Rothschilds and Fauci and Bill Moyers, CBS, I think. There's a whole big pack of leftover communist closet Nazis, and they don't even think of themselves as Nazis. They think that it's perfectly normal to exterminate people and put abortion clinics on every corner. And the taxpayers pay for it because, you know, they think that poor people really don't want to have children, so we're going to make it easy for them not to have children. They're not being altruistic. They are trying to get free products, the dead baby, so they can sell the baby parts at a big profit. And that's partly why they're pushing to have late-term abortion later and later, you know, even after birth, to be able to kill a kid, a baby, because the organs are more developed, and so they're more valuable and easier to use, I guess. So, I mean, this whole thing, people, is so mind-blowing, but what I'm leading up to is that, sorry for the noise, is I'm going to be putting tickets for entering the drawing that I will do on September 11th, 2022. I'll do it on air, live. I will, if I don't end up having, you know, a big party to go to, I was kind of hoping I'd get invited to a party, but things like that's not going to happen either. So if you wanted to buy a ticket for a getaway up to the Podcatcher in near Hearst Castle, it'll only be $20. And, you know, hopefully that will help get enough put aside that I can give a nice check to the Rawhide Ranch, because I really want to be able to sponsor kids, but you know, I'm in a situation where I can't be, you know, doing more than what I already am doing. So I'd like to be able to do more, and that's partly why I've worked on this idea and program for a long time. But there's people that are way more influential and wealthier than I am, so they're able to do more, and you know, more power to them. But you know, it's kind of frustrating that I'm having difficulties suddenly with my sites, and I know that there's donations going on, but I can't confidently say, you know, Judy B gave, you know, $100. Thank you. You know, I can't even do that because it's not showing the amounts anymore. It was showing the amounts, but now it's not. So I don't know what's going on, folks, but I just keep doing what you're doing. Just send your checks directly to the Rawhide Ranch, or send them to me, and I'll get them over there, and then I can mark down that you know, are a key founder or a star sponsor. I mean, I try to be an honest person, so it's hard for me to say, oh yes, you know, the thousands have rolled in so far. I can't say that. And maybe they don't want me to say that, even if it was, you know, correct. Because it's not the government's business. They ruined people's lives. They wrecked them. They took away their ability to make an income. In our case, suddenly we're out without jobs and our assets are seized and you have nothing to live on and you have nobody that you know in the area that you live that could take you in because they're not really close friends. They're just people in your circle. So what I'm trying to get across to you is that it's very important to have a backup plan, and that means talking ahead of time to people and saying, look, at this, you know, if the stuff hits the fan, are you going to come to us? Are we going to go to you? You know, do you have enough for, you know, a month or two until things are back to normal? I mean, I don't really have anyone in this area anymore. So, you know, it's kind of more reason to wonder about staying in this area because, my ties are only because of the kids and a few friends. So, you know, if you've got lots of family someplace else, go to where your family is. You're going to need them when times get tough. That's what I would say if you're in a position where you could work from home anywhere. Like our kids have remote jobs, so that's not even an issue anymore. Before, we used to think, oh, we have to stay in California because of our children having jobs here. They have remote jobs, so we can go wherever we want to. So, you know, really start thinking about where you want to live. All right, the number to call in is 319-527-6779. I realize that, well, how can I put this? I pay attention to what, like, Wayne Allyn Root says. He's been on Alex Jones' show. He has his own show. I pay attention to him. And because he knows Trump, but also because he's definitely a proven patriot and capitalist. And I got an email from him saying that, you know, with the inflation and what's going on, that, you know, now's the time to take action. So he sent over a link to goldgatecapital.com. And secure your retirement and invest without fear. A better way to diversify your retirement account that most investors know nothing about. Inflation is back and it threatens to vaporize your wealth. Here's how to protect your retirement from the insidious hidden tax on your savings and investments. Get all weather protection for your money. The simple secret to growing and preserving your wealth in good times and bad. And he's offering a special report that's free. And I think get the free guide and you can get up to $15,000 in free silver. So check it out, goldgatecapital.com. And he also, his thing is Roots for America. And I really like what he has to say. I like Jesse Kelly as well, but these are people who have made it, but they also are very good at sharing their knowledge and how they made it. I mean, most people, aren't confident about investing or, you know, what to buy in stocks, and sometimes uncertainty just kind of paralyzes a person so they don't do anything. So, you know, if you are thinking about investing for the future, you know, precious metals, that kind of stuff, you know, obviously do your homework. I'm not saying that these people, you know, their advertisers are the ones to go with, but I do think that they are honorable people. And so check out Root for America, Wayne Allyn Root, who happens to have been a classmate of Obama. And that's how he got audited, because he said, hey, I was the president of Colombia, and I was there when Obama says he was there, and Obama wasn't there. Nobody remembers him. No classmates remember him. Professors don't remember him. So immediately Obama and his cabal came after him. Obama is more than just a wicked person, okay? He's a double agent, okay? So let's leave it there. And I can say this crap because I'm not under a non-disclosure. And it's in my opinion, and we're still allowed to have opinions in America for the time being. So I'm going to say it, because I see that with other commentators and shows, they're afraid to say the truth. They, you know, couch it, or they are very careful about how they choose, and they choose the words very selectively. And obviously, you know, a lot of these people are very wealthy and they're worried about losing what they have. You know, I've already been through that experience. I lost everything and I got it back. And I believe I got it back thanks to people listening to and believing me. And some of those were local representatives. And I believe President Trump had something to do with it. And, you know, I think I even told Wayne Allyn Root, I told some other people that he knows that, you know, basically if I tell you everything that went down, A, you won't buy my book when it finally gets it done, and B, I don't think you'd believe it, and C, I think you'd be afraid, and then you would just, you know, not do anything, and that's the last thing we need to do right now is not to stand up together and not to fight back. I got a message from Marie Waldron, who's a state assembly member, who I reached out to in the past when I was having these troubles, and I think she may have been helpful, but maybe not. I don't know. But her message says that on Friday, Governor Newsom, you know, Gruesome Newsom, the nuisance, he announced the state of California has collected $97.5 billion surplus, resulting largely from overtaxation. Despite the massive surplus, the problems Californians are dealing with remain unaddressed. From record high gas prices, energy costs, surging crime, lack of drought planning, and increasing wildfire danger, we have lots of issues that need to be addressed. Taxpayers' money should not be wasted on a political wish list when common sense solutions are readily available. We need leadership that has the will to tackle the real critical issues facing California. As your representative, this is Marie Waldron speaking, as your representative, my budget priorities include fully funding law enforcement, providing more parental control of children's education, more funding for highway projects to eliminate traffic congestion, eliminate tax liability for businesses that receive federal COVID relief, address the homelessness crisis by expanding substance use disorder, it's called SUD, and mental health treatments, and expanding the state's workforce and funding brush clearance and wildfire prevention. And those are, seem like pretty logical, pretty basic ways to solve some problems. She's an assembly member from 75th District, Marie Waldron. And you know, she's, I believe, a good person. But, you know, those are pretty basic, obvious solutions, but that's the whole problem. They're not solving the problems. The Democrats are making the problems, and they don't care. They don't care about you, and they don't care what happens, because they've been promised, you know, they get their golden ticket. You know, they'll be on some island somewhere waiting out the, you know, civil war that's going to erupt from all the mess that they've made. They're so pathetically inept. Or maybe they're not inept. Maybe this is their, you know, orchestrated plan. But, you know, they're not controlled by God. They're controlled by Luciferians and some kind of demonic force, because they have made Californians and every person in most states suffer with their bullcrap that they've done and been part of and allowed. So we're going to have to separate. And I don't mean that we push for secession. I mean that we make it so that their evil is not tolerated. And one way that you can find out about what kind of crap they're doing and how they're misusing your money is to go on openthebooks.com, which was started by two brothers who couldn't understand, you know, where all their taxes were being used, and basically did the homework and the work and figured it out. So it's openthebooks.com, and it's really shocking how wasteful our government is. And it, you know, you can't be claiming to be worried about the environment and worried about conservation, worried about recycling and, you know, being careful with Mother Nature, but then that it's that you are wasting money that could be solving these problems. I mean, I turn your attention back to when the British ship tanker was leaking into the Gulf under Obama's dictatorship, and he got all kinds of offers for help from countries like Holland, who have dealt with the environmental issues before, and they came up with all kinds of solutions for sopping up the oil. And Obama, piece of crap that he is, let the oil tanker just leak for 40 days into the Gulf, right? They don't even talk about how badly that moron handled that disaster. They don't talk about a lot of stuff that happened under Obama because he's protected. And that's what you have to get your head around, that this, we had an overthrow of our government in November of 2020 on Election Day. They refused to allow the real winner of the election take power. I believe they probably said, you'll step down or we'll blow this whole place. Every building, every school, every mall will be blown up. I mean, that's how wicked this cabal is. You have to get your head around. We're not dealing with, you know, some communist or some small group of really stupid Marxists. This is a whole demonic controlled cabal. And if you want to know more about the cabal, go to the Disclosure Library on YouTube, UGETUBE. Look for Fall Cabal, and it has many parts. I put the first 10 parts on my front page of my website, blog.laurabella.com. If you log in and use your WordPress account to log into my site, you can look at those pages that are not displayed. It's set up that you have to be logged in to see it. Also on Melissa's freedomforce.live, on her tabs on her website, on her pages, she has a lot of natural help information. There's a lot of good companies out there, Red Pill Living. There's lots of, you know, companies that are making CBD oil, like even like Alex Jones has Washington's Reserve CBD oil. He has products that, you know, he gets really great deals on manufacturing products and getting products because he has millions of listeners. And so he's able to barter and get, you know, private label manufacturing of his products. And that goes back to one of my other shows I was talking about, how the diabolical this cabal is. You know, they wanted to have Obamacare so they could see what you have, how much you make, who your friends are, what your medical conditions are, what, you know, to see where your bank, your money is, where your accounts are, how much you have in savings. It's all about, you know, getting their noses up your business. But in the case of people that are outspoken, like as an example, Breitbart, or Andrew Breitbart before he got murdered, and he was murdered, or Alex Jones, they want to take you to court so they can have discovery and they can see where your what your financials are and see where how much you owe to your lenders and how much, you know, inventory you have in products and who's your supplier for your nascent iodine, like in his case, or he gets, I think, coffee from some Guatemalan farmers and imports it. Like he's a very creative and innovative guy, and you know, he too, I think, in my opinion, has been mistreated by so-called conservatives and famous people, as well as the public, because you know, they don't want to have him be part of the Reawaken America tour because, you know, he's too controversial. He, you know, he is not someone that you should be pushing aside. Okay, he's a fighter and a mover and a shaker. And that's why I like Jesse Kelly and Wayne Allen Root and Lara Logan and, you know, so many other Bridget Gabriel of Act for America and Dinesh D'Souza, who just made the movie 2,000 Mules. I mean, Glenn Beck, you know, Tim Pool and Elijah Schaefer and the list is so long of people that are fighting back. Owen Schroyer, who I think is a young up-and-coming star. But it's just ordinary people, too, that are fighting back, like the pastor Artur Pawlowski, who was arrested for holding, you know, service, having his church open. And so it's all of us that are needed in this fight. And I keep saying that, and, you know, I see that people are, you know, doing things, but, you know, I guess in order for me to have things go the way I want them to go, I'm going to have to go through all the paperwork and file and, you know, have a nonprofit. And then I'm going to have to set up an LLC that's, you know, I already have an LLC. I have to set up another one because that one's, you know, for a different name. It's like, I don't want to be having the government in my business any more than what they already have been. And, you know, this idea that somehow in order to have nonprofits, you know, it all has to be transparent to the government. Why? The government's wasting our money. They're not accounting for what they're doing with our money. They're not asking us permission to spend money on this or that. So why do we have to have to be a nonprofit or a not-for-profit? You have to get the government to, you know, look over your books. Do you realize that organizations like True the Vote, which was set up to basically get the voter rolls cleaned up and get the dead people off of it and get the people that have changed their names or moved away to get them off? I mean, it was done as an oversight type of organization. Obama sent his stooges after that gal who runs True the Vote and audited her and the organization, and they hadn't even, you know, made money. They were just getting going, and they were already in their business. I don't want the government in my business, and that's not anarchy. That's about that we are free people. We are sovereign people. Okay, they're trying to take away our sovereignty and turn it over to the World Health Organization and some unelected cabal that's run by a bunch of leftover Nazis, and they are leftover Nazis. Okay, let's be real about it. Let's say it's what it is. These are not normal people. These are people that were put into place because they are evil and they're down with the eugenics plan, with the satanic plan, with the getting rid of organized religion, getting rid of Christian Judeo ideas. I mean, there are lots of religions in the world, but the religions that are causing the trouble are Satanism and religion of Democrat, which is you pay more, they spend your money. You should want to have to pay more taxes, and you should want to have your kids told about anal sex when they're 5 and 6 years old. Okay, this is how these demon rats think. Ugh, don't get me started. Anyway, I'm on this because it shouldn't be so difficult to wake people up, but apparently it is. So what I talk about, what I'm going to be working on next, it's about having a better life, a life that is disconnected from the games that this media and education system and the government keep doing. They keep making us be in a constant state of worry or fear or anxiety, I guess, more than, you know, I guess that'd be worry. By, oh, the water bill's higher than it was. Oh, the electric is going up. Oh, gas. I have to spend twice as much on gas now than I was. And I only budgeted for, you know, $3.50 a gallon. Now I'm paying $6. You know, they want to basically make us miserable slaves. So that's what this whole push that I'm advocating to go John Galt is about. It's about finding ways to get out from under their jurisdiction. I mean, I'll give you an example. I had a piece of land on the East Coast, and I said if it had it was when we were coming out to California, and we thought it was going to be temporary, and worried about renting out our house on the East Coast because we thought we were coming out to California temporarily. And bottom line is that you couldn't just like close up the house and turn off the power and the water and, you know, come back in 6 months or whatever. That even if you're not there, there's a charge for having electric to your door and water to in your house. I said, well, wait a minute, if it's off and no one's using it, why are you, you know, getting something? Well, because we're still bringing it to your door. We're bringing it to your house. I mean, that's the kind of, like, that's the machinations of the cabal, that, you know, you are constantly paying through the nose for everything. You know, higher registration on your car, higher cost for getting a driving license, taxes on food, taxes on, you know, tickets, taxes on go on a trip to go someplace and you have to pay tax on a room, or tax on if you have more than one person or more than two people in the room, you got to pay extra for it. But it's like it's constant and it just wears you down. So the reason I'm talking about that is because one of the things that Mark Taylor, the retired fireman who wrote the Trump prophecies with a friend of his, I think I've forgotten her name, but I think it's Mary, but I can't remember her last name, Barton. Anyway, he wrote the Trump prophecies years ago, way before Trump. And it was, or maybe shortly after Kim Clement had talked about Trump being a trumpet and being a, you know, the president, and that we would be in this period we're in now with two presidents because Biden is what seems to be the president, but he really did not win. So he's not really the legitimate president. And, you know, if you don't like me saying that, I don't really care. You know, you people are so freaking wicked. You can't even be honest and say, yeah, we stole it. And what are you going to do about it? You know, it's like, you're not even ashamed of what you did. God, no wonder no one wants to live near Democrats, bunch of pagan, scumbag, communist, atheist, pigs. Ugh. Anyway, and violent too. You know, forget, you know, rioting and burning and looting. All that's what a Democrat does. They wreck whatever they touch, including kids. With all your perversion. You don't know how many mama bears are just like me, ready to pulverize you for what you've done to these children. These poor, defenseless children that have been put into slavery and perverted lives, wrecked their lives because of evil people. We're not going to have it anymore. We refuse to comply. But anyway, what I'm bringing that up about is that Mark Taylor, retired fireman, said that there was going to be a time when we would be finally out from under this cabal, and that it's all going to be coming out and exposed. And I really encourage you to read his book, The Trump Prophecies, because it's not his words. You know, you can see that it's somebody else, another voice speaking through him, and that voice is God. And that's kind of how the Bible was written, the same way, where, you know, the inspired word of God going through his chosen people. So when Mark Taylor talked about the 501c3s, you know, that's a way for the government to have their nose up into your business. But at the same time, you know, they exist because we pay the bills for the government. Yet the government is not explaining to us what they do with our money. They're not breaking down to the minutiae how their $44 billion that they're trying to get to send to Ukraine, to their Nazi pals over there in their big pharmacy laboratories that are making germ warfare and experimenting and making hybrids and chimera. Yeah, we know what you're doing. I mean, they don't want to have to explain what they're doing with our money, but we're supposed to say, I have this nonprofit. I rescue sea otters, and, you know, this is how my, you know, that $10 was spent this way, and this is, you know, what we bought, you know, with the donations we got. None of your damn business, okay? None of your damn business what people do with their time and their efforts. If you're going to be a corrupt organization, it's going to come out. So you don't need to be an organization is what it comes down to. And that's what Mark Taylor, the fireman, was saying, that get the government out of your business. You'll find that you'll get just as many donations, and you'll find that you'll have just as much support, if not more. And the same thing goes for the LBJ Johnson, the vice president for JFK, who was behind the attempt on trying to get rid of JFK so that he could take over. JFK wasn't going to have Johnson on the ticket second time around. Johnson was in big financial problems, and so he needed to be president that would make those things go away. And Johnson, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, he was a psychopath. I mean, he used to be on planes with reporters, and he would get hot and take off his clothes and be in his skivvies. And, you know, he was a psycho, just like every Democrat out there, except for JFK. And JFK wasn't really a Democrat. He just ran as a Democrat because Republicans had their ticket already. So he also, because JFK, being a Catholic, America hadn't had a Catholic president before. So there was worry that, you know, as a Catholic, he would listen to what the Pope told him to do. And, you know, apparently Joe Biden claims to be a Catholic that loves to kill babies, because apparently abortion's okay, and you can, even if you're pro-abortion. I mean, come on, people. We can do better than this. But anyway, so with Johnson, he was very big on putting a muzzle on churches, and he did that by saying you won't get your tax exemption unless you are under the, you know, you get tax exemption, but we can regulate what you say. And that's because at the time in the 50s, the 40s and the 50s, this is pretty much when the globalists started to really make their move. They put the plans in place before then, but it really became obvious after World War II when we imported Nazis, Operation Paperclip. Yeah, it's a whole other story. But they put their plans into place, and so Johnson didn't like that the churches were talking from the pulpit about, you know, current events and issues, and the predictions of the Bible about the coming New World Order and the Mark of the Beast and that whole thing. So Johnson's solution was to basically threaten the churches if they wanted to get tax exemption, that they had to not talk about politics. Well, why would you not want to talk about politics? Politics and religion affects society, and it affects laws, it affects education systems. affects even media. This goes back to what Johnson did by putting the muzzle on. And Obama continued with it by making, Obama was in power. He's still in power, but is, you know, publicly in office. He's still pulling Joe Biden's strings with the Muslim Marxist Valerie Jarrett, Obama's brain and controller and handler. Obama took away the law that prevented propaganda. So he made propaganda legal. The media doesn't talk about that either. Obama made it okay to lie to the public. And that's what they do. They just say that Joe Biden won, and we're supposed to be like, you know, sheep that just go, oh, okay, he won. I didn't realize that. Okay, we're going to take a break. When I come back, you can call in. The number's shown on the show page, 319-527-6779. Today's date is May 17th. I'm going to play a theme song for Operation Rainbow, which is about new beginnings, and there's some other ads attached to it. I'll be back in a flash.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour Voice Remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to...
Okay, we're back. So if you want to call in, tell me what you're thinking, 319-527-6779. All right, so as you see in the show notes, talking about what's going to be happening with this Operation Reawaken America tour. You know, I mentioned in the past that Clay Clark also has... very helpful programs for entrepreneurs. He himself, I think, owns a hair salon called Elephant in the Room. And if he's listening to this, mentioned in a house episode, something that ties to Clay Clark, and I wrote it down so I could tell you about it. But the reason I pay attention to music and movies is because a long time ago, people started realizing that there were things that, like what they say, the future proves the past, things that would be dropped, be like, what's that? And then later it comes to pass. And one of the example of that is on The Simpsons, they had, I think it was that character Stewie, I'm not sure if it was that, but they showed him running through the mall saying, help, help, I just escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement. And that was way before Kevin Spacey was put on trial for, you know, the bad things that he did, which were related to, well, he was supposedly raised by a Nazi and a sadist and an abuser and a pervert. And apparently that's why he's one. but, you know, somehow The Simpsons put that little gem, that little jewel, little Easter egg, whatever you want to call it, into a Simpsons episode or Family Guy episode. Maybe it was Family Guy. I'm mixing up those two cartoons because they're very similar, the Matt Drudge one. And so they put that in there, and there's other examples of that subliminal messaging, which if you want to know more about subliminal messaging, I posted an episode about that. I'm not saying that every single show or cartoon is, you know, full of satanic visuals or messages. I'm saying that there's way too many for it to have been an accident. An example is in the show, the cartoon Monsters or Monsters, Inc. On the wall, there's a picture in one of the scenes that's not very noticeable, but it's there. And it shows like a cartoon stick character basically having sex with a kid, and then it says Uncle and Me or something like that. If you're not looking for it, you're not going to see it, but you know it's there. The other one that comes to mind is in Lion King, where in the sky the stars form of, you know, loosely formed letters of sex. It's, you know, innuendo like that. And apparently, you know, as part of this cult, this satanic cult, they get off being doing it in front of your face, like just shoving it in your face and just saying, you know, that's the way it is. What are you going to do about it? You know? So they're after your kids. They're grooming them. They're positioning them. They're making them, they're sexualizing them. I mean, obviously, if you have children that are brought up around violence and cursing and being unmannerly and rude, guess what? They're gonna be like that, okay? If you the kids are like sponges, but also their personality and their soul changes by what they're exposed to. So if you expose them to violence and to turmoil and fighting and cursing and slamming doors and throwing dishes and, you know, pushing and, you know, violence and spanking and slapping, they're not going to be nice kids. I mean, come on, it's pretty obvious. So if you expose children to sex, guess what they're going to think about? If you talk to them about drugs, you know, when I was a teenager, we had health class and they would talk about the effects of pot and all those things. And I remember thinking, like, why would someone willingly take drugs when they don't know where it came from, who's had it, and what's, you know, what it's about? I couldn't understand that. So it's like totally turned off on drugs. But now we have this thing called fentanyl that, like my friend Judy was saying yesterday's show about getting 6 pounds that they found in, I think, Florida. And just being in contact with it can be enough to kill you. So like, how do you know what people are putting, like, you open up a package and, you know, get anthrax, the same type of thing. You know, like, we have really wicked people in our country now, and terrorists coming in thanks to Joe Biden and harass, and they're not doing any of the things, any of the measures that were done by the Trump administration. Because guess what? Trump's old school. He actually thinks that, you know, we have a right to have a free and fair election, that we have a right to have safe neighborhoods and good schools, and that we should be safe in our homes, and we shouldn't have government confiscating our wealth and, you know, death tax and all the other stuff that he tried to get rid of. I mean, this is a man, I'm not saying that Trump's the only game in town. There's going to be other people coming behind him. But Trump is a man who came he came up the hard way, and he wasn't, his father had some money, but his father got it the hard way, and so he passed on that work ethic. And whatever they have, you know, they got it by doing a service or having a business that provided a service, or having a hotel, or, you know, golf course, whatever. You know, people don't even talk about it. Trump was one of the first golf course owners to open it to blacks. And, you know, it's like the man's been around a block a few times, and he's not evil. He's just, he hasn't been a saint, but he's definitely not evil. And he loves his grandchildren and his children, and he loves women, and he employs a lot of them. And, you know, he's married the mothers of his kids, unlike most men that just, you know, have affairs and have illegitimate kids. And he has his children turned out nice. So something must have been going on correctly in his life. And on top of it, Trump is a patriot. He went to military school, and he was leader of his class, and just a natural athlete. And, you know, nobody from his past comes forward and says, he did this and that, he was bad. You know, he's just a normal all-American guy. And his kids are the same way. And as I've said in the past, his kids have been very much involved in charities and helping organization. So I'd like to think that just by me getting the word out about the Rawhide Ranch and the kids camp, that maybe some big heavy hitters are involved with it, and that maybe my work is done. And, you know, maybe it's why God had me do this. I would like to say, because of the Inspired Vision event, you know, we were able to, you know, raise, $20,000. And so we have some scholarships for 2022 and 2023, that we can be, making sure we get to the right kids. I know Glenn Beck's involved with Mercury One, which is a good organization. And I know Dr. Ben Carson has Carson Scholars, which is his program to reward kids that are academic achievers. He actually cares about children. You know, I thought this would be a really great way for everyone to get involved. And I don't know if the Valley Center Stampede Memorial Festival is going to be a huge event, or just, you know, a nice event. I don't know. I've never been to one before. And there's also Valley Center Western Days coming up. But I do know that it's important to make an effort to recognize the people in our communities that are doing good things, to support our local businesses, and to think about doing more with your free time than playing golf and watching football. I mean, I would like to think that There's more to life than just keeping your head above water. So I'm going to be selling these tickets for the vacation getaway, inspired getaway up in Cambria. And hopefully I'll sell some, and hopefully I'll sell enough tickets that I can give the ranch a donation of for some scholarships. At least that would be my hope. I mean, that's the other thing too, is that if you are rich and famous, people pay attention to what you're saying because you're rich and you're famous. So I think we have to get to a point where we're actually lifting up people who might not be famous, but what they're doing is important. And that's one of the reasons why I was pointing to the Rawhide Ranch. They are a good organization and they need to have community support. Now, I have asked the Brick and Barn to come in to do an interview. I haven't heard back from them. And I've asked a lot of different people and different businesses that I would like to showcase. But, you know, their attitude is that I'm not a big deal. So I'll tell you that I used to own Premier Bride, and the cabal stole that from me. And when I did own that, I was able to get a lot more support for business expos and, you know, getting things. So I could have spent a fortune on fighting to get back my rights to Premier Bride, which was this is a while ago, but I realized that I would have gone through tens of thousands of dollars. I could go right now and file a lawsuit against Obama and Twitter and a bunch of other people for wrecking up my life. But, you know, I was told by the lawyers I consulted this, that, you know, to take a big chunk of money, and it would also take a big chunk of my life away, or, you know, fighting. So what it comes down to is that we have got to start helping on a local level our businesses, and we have to get more involved in the schools and school board meetings and your community meetings, because they are taking over very, very quickly now, because there's nothing in the way. People are intimidated. And there are people showing up at school board meetings and town halls, but, you know, they have police there to arrest you if you get, you know, too out of line. So, you know, we're in a war, people, and it's been brought on yet again by the demon rats, just like they brought on the Civil War and they were behind causing that. They're behind this. So if you're a demon rat, then, you know, I can almost promise you that God does not know you because there's nothing about that's about taking people's money and misusing children and abusing people and overtaxing them and not letting them have a representation by stealing elections. So if you're a Democrat, you've just disconnected yourself from God. So do not claim to be a Christian or a good Jew or a good Buddhist or a good Hindu or Sikh, whatever, because you are not doing, you're not living the life that God wants if you support communists, Marxists, child abusers, perverts, crooks, and scumbags. On the 20th and the 21st. Oh, May 20th, 21st, and 22nd from 9 to 5. That's this coming weekend. It's going to be a big thing at Brick and Barn. If you remember from the past, the Brick and Barn was owned by the woman who was involved with the Betty Crocker brand and products. I think she might have been like the model. I don't think she was actually maybe she was making the recipe. I don't know. I have to look into that more. But on my Getter feed at Getter, GETTR.com/ Lori Parrish, PARRISH, I have some videos of the historical museum in Valley Center. And I think there's something in there. It has the big bear in the video. And then I think it has something in there about the Betty Crocker estate. And the estate has like a over 100-year-old barn on it. A lot of dairy farms in this area at one time. But they've slowly been pushed out of business. A lot of Dutch people are in this area as well. And like the Vergers, Marie Verger was involved with Arts Off Broadway, just like Sue Solomon up in Valencia was involved with theater arts. So there are some people that I know that, you know, could be involved with trying to do a play as a fundraiser to help the ranch or to expand into having a private school. Obviously, you'd like to have art and music as part of it. But I think this is what was predicted long ago by certain prophets, that we'd have to do our own thing because what they are doing isn't working. And for the sake of our children, we have to do this. So the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, 9 to 5, at the Brick and Barn, which is on Miller Road in Valley Center. I'll just read you what the invite says. As we gear up for Father's Day, we're celebrating all things Dad at Brick and Barn this Friday, Sunday through Sunday, with plenty of farm-inspired antiques, outdoor decor, vintage Western gifts, industrial collectibles, rusty treasures, and more. Our Rugged Wrangler theme will get you ready for Valley Center's famous Western Days Parade on June 4th. Saddle up and join us with this Friday through Sunday as we honor our favorite old man with a barn full of antiques and vintage finds. They're going to have food from the Baja Shrimp and Casina de la Desma, serving authentic Mexican birria tacos, ramen, and sandwiches. Fizz Inn will keep your energy high and your sugar low. Artisan coffees and nitro cold brew flavored with house-made syrups. F-I-Z-Z-Z-N. Confectionately Yours has a full doggy bakery. And they're also having food for people. I thought they were just for pets, but they have chocolate truffles, cake pops, pies, bread, tarts, and cupcakes, and shortbread cups with lemon curd, which sound great. Then they have some artisans, the Bonum Handcraft, B-O-N-U-M. I've seen their jewelry, and the gal who owns that is really nice, and it's a lot of turquoise and handmade necklaces and bracelets and rings and nature-inspired jewelry. Hempy Girl Organics, soaps, bath bombs, steamers, wrinkle rewind cream, lotions, oils, bombs. Fiona's Pottery, stunning mugs and plates and vases. Studio Rock Shop. I know this gal too. She has air plants and on rock crystals and fresh cut flowers. Swiss Garden Landscaping. has potted succulents, and Wings of Change, which has plants for luring butterflies. They are also a nonprofit. Buckeye Leather, leather bracelets, bags, totes, clutches, belts, custom-made orders. And then the Brick and Barn has some really great candles and room mist. And the Well-Dressed Chicken, which is portable fire bowls, fire starters, candles, ceramics. Rustic Zen Creations is going to be there. Pepper Queen Farms, which is like hot sauces. So San Diego Humane Society will be there for doggy adoptions on the 22nd, Sunday, from 3 to 5. It's a workshop on the 21st, the Grill Set Holder Workshop, and a workshop on Friday from 8:30 to 4, Lash Lift and Lounge. And then the 21st, Lacto Fermentation Workshop. And then on Sunday, Mindfulness and Meditation Workshop from 10 to 12. That's Sunday. And also from 1 to 3, the Intentional Sage and Herbal Smudge Bundle Workshop for all you people into that kind of stuff. All kinds of interesting antiques in the barn. I have a whole list of that. So I'll put that out on a blog post, I guess. The stuff that is in the barn that they're selling. And that's at Brick and Barn, 29200 Miller Road in Valley Center. And that's the 20th, the 21st, 22nd, from 9 to 5. If you want to know more, follow them on Instagram. And they also have pictures of the actual things that are in the barn that they're selling. That gives you an overview on that. All right, so that I mentioned earlier about Clay Clark, who's doing the Thrive Time Show in the Reawaken America tour. I hope. Yeah, Tim Brewer got involved with that. I like to think that there's other people getting into it, like Cash Patel, who I think might know Pai Patel, who I know from, that's another long story. I don't know Pai Patel. I just know the name. Somebody that worked with my brother-in-law. But I was mentioning about the prophecies, Trump prophecies, and Kim Clement talking about Trump and then a man named Clark coming on the scene. And as I said in the past, I thought he was talking about Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark, because I thought I had heard Wesley Clark talk about, you know, these unending wars and, you know, I plan to invade Iraq and keep going and doing, you know, getting rid of the royals and getting rid of, you know, how they got rid of Mubarak by Obama sending in his Muslim Marxist Communist Party, Commies Are Us, Commies for Hire, to do the Arab Spring. And they toppled Mubarak, who, Egyptian's leader, who was very pro-West, and he had been in the military and he was, you know, not a radical. Got rid of him, and then they put in the Muslim Brotherhood because that's what Obama's job was, and the people overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood. But you know, the Pope is praising the Muslim Brotherhood and acting like there's no difference between Jews, Christians, and Muslims. There's big differences. For one thing, our book doesn't say kill the Muslims wherever you find them and destroy them and they're infidels. You know, our book doesn't say that, but that's what the Muslims book says. So the radicals, the jihadists, the ones that aren't modern, they believe their book, and their book wasn't inspired by God. Okay, some guy who wanted to invent his own religion. Sorry, but that is true. If you want to know more about that subject, look at Dr. Bill Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R, Why We Are Afraid video on YouTube. He explains the history of Islam and what happened in Europe and what has been covered up and what happened during the Dark Ages. And, you know, he goes way deep. So the name of the video is Why We Are Afraid by Dr. Bill Warner. And it'll open your eyes because, you know, I know Muslims and they are good people and they do love God and they are peaceful, but that's not who is going into our country right now. They're bringing in jihadists because they're part of the plan of the New World Order. That's the enforcing arm of the basically Nazis. You know, they need to get people who are willing to kill. And let's face it, you know, people, I mean, in the Middle East, they are hanging and decapitating gay peoples and people who are accused of committing adultery and, you know, people who are against radical Islam and Taliban. So, you know, we've got a big problem. And Biden and Harris are importing them right now. They're in, they're at the borders and they are pretending to be, you know, poor Mexican farmers. They're not, okay? They are jihadists. So get ready, people, because, you know, we have traitors running the country. They're not protecting us. But anyway, I mentioned Clay Clark, and in the episode of House, episode 8, I'm sorry, season 8, episode 20, he's sitting there watching it, and he's talking about it being go time. And they mentioned the elephant in the room. I think it was that episode. Yeah, episode 8. I'm sorry, season 8, episode 20. So, you may have heard in the past that everyone supposedly is mentioned in the Bible in one way or another, or comes out that, how can I put this? I know what my name is numerically, okay? And why that's significant. And there is something called gematria that explains numbers, which we haven't been taught, but in other cultures they have been. And this ancient occult demonic society, they know all about numbers. They do things on specific days for, you know, it's like, how can I explain this? I don't want to know about this stuff. I just know about it because I wanted to understand it. And I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. They understand, I don't want to say magic, but it's basically, I mean, that's partly what Hillary Clinton and her friends, Marina Abramovich, whatever, the woman that did the spirit cooking, which is in the emails of the WikiLeaks emails, of showing that they would go to these parties. And a lot of it is, and they call sex magic, where you take, you know, male sperm and female breast milk and menstrual fluid, yeah, do stuff, yeah. I mean, these are real sick pups. And so I know I pay attention to this stuff because it's people that are in the know, they know that it's important, but they make sure that, you know, most people don't know about significance of dates and numerology and that kind of stuff. And I mentioned before that, you know, I know somebody who she calls herself a medium, and I know I don't want to advocate people to, you know, talk to a medium or, you know, Ouija boards or tarot cards. I'm not advocating that. I'm saying that there are people who can connect to the other side, and we shouldn't be afraid of it, but we should be just, you know, conscious that it can easily get, you know, snookered. And I would like sorry, it's got an important message. I would like to know more about that subject because I think that they're the evil side is at an advantage if they are more informed or able to do spells, so to speak. One of my older shows, I talked about the CERN Collider. CERN, and, you know, Elon Musk is okay with what they're doing with that collider. You know, they literally, you know, put a hole in the fabric of the universe, and all kinds of shit has come in from it. And I hate to say that because it sounds, you know, crazy talk, but you know, that show that's on, you know, the media pretty much follows what's really happening, and they, you know, call it soft disclosure. This show called Stranger Things. You know, there's more, it's not like really science fiction. It's actually a lot of real hints in there, which is the off the books experiments that are going on, the off the books black op projects. You know, if there is something that's, you know, from another dimension or from another universe that's getting into our world. They're talking about UFOs. They're even talking about UFOs on, you know, mainstream media now, like Glenn Beck and Steve Dace. You know, they were just talking about the UFOs and the images and the pictures, and, you know, they supposedly found a thing that looks like a door on Mars. I mean, something... There's much, much more going on than what most of us are aware of. And if you don't want to know about it, fine. But don't be surprised if suddenly it all comes spilling out, because that's part of what the prediction for the Great Awakening is about, that there'd be this, you know, revealing, the lifting of the veil, so to speak. And supposedly, you know, a lot of people won't be able to handle it. You know, I listened to some of it, and I think, you know, bizarroville. And then other times, recently, to be frank, I've had some very unusual experiences, which I can't explain. And so, you know, something again. I don't know whether you, you know, feel like time is speeding up or time is slowing down, or, you know, you feel like you, one thing that happened to me recently was that I was on this road and I just felt like I couldn't get to the end of the road, but it just kept going, and I wasn't getting any further up the road than where I had been moments before. And I call those, like snags in time, so to speak. So, I mean, I know how this sounds. That's probably why, you know, it's very awkward to do this, and it's probably why, unless I get some, you know, somebody someone making me feel a little differently about things. Probably, and you know, not going to be talking about the weird stuff except in a book, because it's kind of part, it's hard to put it into words without it sounding ludicrous. But there are people that are having very strange experiences, and one of them is Gary Stearman, who is of Stearman Avionics, very respected family. And you know, the version that I heard him say was different than what was publicly said, but I heard what he said, and he lost time. He was flying, and then he looked over to his left, and he saw a UFO, and the voice in his head said, if you look over here, you'll see another UFO, and it was a very calm voice, and then he had a missing gap in time, and he landed, you know, hours later, but he had been gone for, or he landed shortly later, but he had left the airport that he had been at, you know, hours previously, and yet he doesn't know what happened to that time. And he's an older man. He's a very wise man. He's had some health issues. And so, you know, I really suggest that people like Glenn Beck, you know, speak to these people who have had these strange experiences. L.A. Marzulli, well, he's an interesting guy, and he was involved with an operation, watching an operation of having something taken out of a person that basically had like a chip in him, but he doesn't know how it got there, and the thing disappeared, and then he prayed out loud for God to make it visible so they could get it out, and it became visible again, and it was like a metal square thing that the guy said he got when he was abducted. People thought he was crazy. And then shortly after that, the doctor who did the procedure, who had no explanation for what had happened during the operation, he died. And then LA's filmmaker friends had his heart explode. So there's a lot of strange stuff going on. Tom Horn, who's very much discussing about the occultic symbolism in DC, including the Washington Monument being a phallic symbol, and the way the grids are laid out, that the streets are make a, you know, shape of a pentagon, and how the, you know, evil part of the, I guess the Freemasons or the upper echelon, whatever, were involved with designing DC, and that was partly Jefferson's fault, supposedly, because he commissioned architects to come and present their ideas for what DC should look like, and it ended up looking a lot like, you know, the Vatican. And Rome, and so, you know, some people call it the Rome on the Potomac, Potomac River, the Vatican on the Potomac. You know, so DC has a lot of occult issues, and it's also tied into Osiris, and that's an old Egyptian, but. And there's Egyptian story, but the reason I'm mentioning that is Tom Horn, you know, he's a pastor, and he's just recently survived COVID, and a lot of his friends didn't, and so he attributes surviving COVID, because he's older too, but he says it was because he was taking supplements and, you know, zinc and other things, and from the company his son's involved with, which is Eden Essentials. But anyway, Tom Horan's sister, when they were growing up, had basically visitations from aliens. And, you know, this is the pastor who realizes by talking about this stuff that he's going to sound like a Looney Tunes. But he wrote the book Abaddon Rising, I think it's called. And that group knows Derek and Sharon Gilbert. She's a microbiologist, and they've written many books, but they have the show Prophecy Watchers, or Prophecy Watch. And Gary Stearman, who I mentioned previously, he has Prophecy Watchers, I think it's called. But the bottom line is that there's all kinds of good people that aren't getting attention because media won't interview them. And another one is Sid Roth, who's a Jew who came to Christ, and like Jonathan Cahn, who was raised a Jew but came to become, he's a rabbi pastor, if you know what, like there is such a thing. He believes in Jesus as Messiah, but he was raised a Jew, as was Sid Roth. And Sid Roth has a really uplifting show called It's Supernatural. And you can check it out, sidroth.org. And Sid's bringing a lot of people to Christ, but Sid's getting older, and, you know, I'm really worried about him because he has a lot to do, and, you know, he needs help. So, and Pastor Daniel, I'm sorry, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, who wrote Buried Treasure, who's a Jew, and Avi Lipton, who's a Jewish rabbi, who has ties to Israeli intelligence via his wife. So, I mean, we have a lot of good people on the team, but you got to get them all together, people, and the people that are listening to this, you know, instead of messing around, be actually trying to work with people that are helpful. All right, time is up for today. I hope you check out the links, vcstampede.com, and check out blog.laurabella.com for events and more posts. I ask you to be brave, be bold, and we'll all be free. And God bless you. God bless America so we can bless the world. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.